What a silly lady. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capel, California, with Instant Illumination. What a silly lady. I know some people, in fact, a lot of people, and these lot of people, all have one similar situation about themselves. They are householders, they are women, and they each have hired a helper to come in, help them clean their house, or a maid, or various other paid help to come and help them in their home. And as these people have maids come in, the day the maid is going to come, they get up bright and early in the morning, and they shoo the family out to their various pursuits. And then they begin to clean the house. They put the house in order. They put all the clothing away in the children's rooms and in their own rooms. They clear the dishes from the table, the kitchen table. They wash all the dishes and put them away neatly. They go around and dust the house. Why do they do these things? They don't want the maid to think that they live in a dirty house. They don't want the maid to see them with any imperfection in their family or in their home. They want the maid to come into their house and see their house looking beautiful and fantastic. Now, you might say, that's the silliest thing in the world. Well, yes, but that's a principle. That's a principle. If everyone were to do that, they wouldn't need maids, but if everyone were to do that, they would find that they do have the ability and the time and the talent to maintain whatever it is they want to hire someone to come and help them with. You say about going to the doctor. Every time you go to the doctor or the dentist, the tooth stops hurting. The pain goes away. And the doctor says, well, what's the problem? Well, the pain is gone now. Well, where was the pain? It is here and here, and you begin relocating it again. And when you relocate it again, then, of course, it starts coming back because you begin to empower it to continue to be in your life. And as you empower it to continue to be in your life, you're giving it the opportunity to be. Now, before we go to the doctor, we say, I'm home, perfect. Well, why are we going to the doctor? That's because we had something that made us want to go to the doctor. Okay? We say, I'm home. Well, maybe we have something terrible. Maybe we have a broken leg. Maybe we have something so obvious, you know. But when we go to the doctor, we say, I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. We say, I'm whole and perfect again and again and again. And when we go in the doctor's office, the doctor looks at us and says, well, this isn't going to be any problem. We'll take care of that in no time. Now, the doctor could not say, this is no problem, we'll take care of it in no time, if you had a problem. But because you said, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, continuously all your way to the doctor's office, all your way through life of whatever experience you're going through, then the doctor can say, hey, you've got a little remnant here, we'll take care of that in no time, everything's in divine order. And then everything's in divine order. But it couldn't have been unless we said all is in divine order. Now, we might have someone working with us, practitioner, parent, saying with us, all is in divine order. And they might believe that, they might see that, and the doctor might say to them, well, I don't see any problem here, but we'll treat for what they think they have. And the doctor will see like the parents see, I don't see any problem. Now, if the patient, if you and I, if we, when we go to the doctor, say, I'm home perked, then if we're going for an annual physical, if we're going for anything at all, that will be whole and perfect. You say, well, Herb, that's silly, because that's not the way it works. Well, that is the way it works, but only if we work it. If we say, I have a pain and I have a problem, and we keep exacerbating, we keep adding to that, we keep multiplying it, we keep charging it more and more with our attention, then it will grow, it will grow, it will grow. Not only will it grow, it'll be rather permanent. It'll be like Charles Fillmore's one leg shorter than the others. Now, which leg was shorter than the other? Which one was longer than the other? Well, you'll never know, because that's not there anymore. They're both perfect. They always were perfect. It's just that he hadn't recognized it so. Now, he tried all sorts of things to make it happen, but he didn't recognize it. And finally, he got to a point in his life where he said, the heck with it. I'm whole and perfect. My legs are whole and perfect. I am whole. And he began walking as though both legs were perfect. He began acting as though both legs were perfect. And both legs were. Both legs were. He forgot which leg had had the problem. I have a dog. And the dog will come up and want attention and will limp to me and pretend that one leg hurts. And then I'll check that leg and then go away for a minute. I come back and the dog limps up to me, but now he's limping on the other leg because he forgot which leg he was limping on when he first came to me to get attention. Well, this is how we are. We forget which leg we're limping on when we want to get attention. We forget what we're doing and how we're doing it and how life's going on. We can go to the doctor and say, I'm whole and perfect. And the doctor will find us whole and perfect. We can go always into any area of life and say, it is done. All is in beautiful order. All is fantastic. All is glorious. All is wonderful. And it is done. We can say those things. We can know those things. We can experience those things if we wish. But unless we make the choice, unless we do what we know is right for us to do, we will not experience that. Our life is filled with many glorious experiences. Our life is filled with many beautiful opportunities to live in wholeness and in goodness. And when we go around in life saying all is in divine order, when we go around affirming the truth about ourselves, when we go around recognizing who and what we are, then we truly will be who and what we are. But it's not possible for us to be who and what we are unless we take responsibility for that. Are you ready to take responsibility for who and what you are? Are you ready to go to the doctor and say to yourself, I'm whole and perfect? You don't have to say that to the doctor. If you say it to the doctor, you better be very sure of yourself. We've recently had some of our people here at the monastery go in for checkups of one sort or another. And we have told them, you're whole and perfect. You're whole and perfect. Each one of the monks at the monastery were affirming for the monks that were going in to be checked, you're whole and perfect. You're whole and perfect. Oh, wow, 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 you're whole and perfect. And they would go in there, and the doctor would say, I see nothing wrong. You're whole and perfect. I see every organ, action, function of your body, whole and perfect. I see everything ideal. You're whole and perfect. But, well, for your age, you're doing very well. Oh, watch it, watch it, watch it. Don't let any of that sort of talk come in there. That's not what you want to do for your age. I mean, if you're a little baby and you take a nap, and you're an adult and you take a nap, it shouldn't be the same thing. No, that's true. When you're a baby, you're expected to take a nap. When you're an adult, you're not expected to take a nap. When you're a baby, you're expected to eat things that are good for you. When you're an adult, you're expected to eat fast foods and things that are not so good for you. Why? Why? Why under the sun do we expect ourselves to be different from when we are children to when we're adults? Why is it that children are expected and required to do the right thing at all times, and adults are not expected and required to do the right thing at all times? When an adult gets angry and vents off its anger and temper with bad words and so forth, you say, well, that's understandable. If I had a difficulty like you just had, I probably would be even worse. No. We don't allow ourselves such nonsense. We don't allow a child to blow off steam in a negative way. We say, come on, let's go play ball for a while. Let's take a run around the park. Let's get rid of some of that excess energy. We don't say that, but let's get rid of that excess energy. So, when you want to blow off your steam, go take a walk around the park. Go take a walk around the yard. Go work in the garden. Go do something. Do something that uses your energy. When the dog whisperer goes to talk to people about dogs that are not behaving, first thing he tells them to do, learn how to walk with your dog. Learn how to tell your dog what its position is in the family. Learn how to tell yourself what your position is in the family. You are in charge of your thoughts. You are in charge of your world. You are in charge of your body. You are in charge of everything. And as you are in charge of everything, take charge. And as you are in charge of everything, demand that everything respond to you in its perfect, beautiful way. If you don't demand that everything respond to you in its perfect, beautiful way, then everything will not respond to you in its perfect, beautiful way, because you have said it's not going to respond to you in its perfect, beautiful way. Sounds terrible, doesn't it? But that's the way it is. And that's the way we are. When we take charge, wonderful things happen. When I take charge of my dog and I let him know that he's my dog, I have him as my pet. I have him to do my bidding. I have him to behave under all circumstances. And I don't allow him to misbehave any time. If he misbehaves at any time, I immediately correct him. I immediately make sure he knows what the rules are. I should do the same with my body. The minute my body has a little ache or pain, I say, I'm holding perfect. Oh, what a wonderful body I have. Oh, what a wonderful body I have. And if I have a problem and something is not going well in my world, all is in divine order. All is in divine order. I only work in divine order. My name of my company is divine order. The name of my body is divine order. The name of my life is divine order. All is in divine order. And you see, then everything's in divine order. You say, well, it's not that easy. Of course not. It's not that easy to do a problem in life, a mathematical problem or any other. It's not easy to play the guitar or play a piano. It takes a little practice. And it's not that you can't do it. It's not that you can't do it. It's that it takes a little practice. So, I'm whole and perfect. Takes a little practice. I like me. Takes a little practice. I live in my ideal world. Takes a little practice. You know? It just takes a little practice. Maybe that should be our clarion call. It takes a little practice. It takes a little practice to put everything in divine order. Because we have allowed ourselves to get out of practice. Ever heard of that word? We've allowed ourselves to get out of practice. And when we get out of practice, then things go haywire. When we are in practice, everything works perfectly. Have a wonderful day. And practice, because you're perfect. I know that, because that's what I am. I love you. I love you. I love you.